Good morning, Symphony, and happy Thanksgiving morning. Today's morning devotional is from the book of Mark, chapter 12, verses 28 to 34. And one of the scribes came up and heard them disputing with one another, and seeing that he answered them well, asked him, "Which commandment is the most important of all?" Jesus answered, "The most important is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." And the scribe said to him, "You are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and there is no other besides him. And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself, is much more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And after that, no one dared to ask him any more questions. During lockdown, one of the many genres of YouTube videos I watched were production and self-improvement videos. Countless YouTubers gave tips on how to have a productive day, how to build habits, and how this all would lead to a better life. Several of them suggest starting your day by writing down the top three things you need to get done. You need to figure out what you are going to prioritize that day, and what you choose will help determine how your day is going to go. The Jews had hundreds of laws to follow each day. Here we see a scribe asking Jesus, "What is the most important commandment of all?" Now Jesus answers not to negate or neglect the other laws, but like the YouTube suggestion, Jesus is saying you need to prioritize these two. He answers, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength." This was a prevalent and essential prayer that the Jews prayed every day, referenced from Deuteronomy chapter 6, called the Shema. He then says, "The second is this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself." The second came from Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18, "And there is no other commandment greater than these." Jesus is saying that these are more important than burnt offerings and sacrifices. What God desires is love. Just like it says in 1 Corinthians 13, we can do all of these things. We can go to church faithfully, serve, do this, do that. But if we have not love, we are nothing more than a clanging sound or crashing cymbal. When I first started serving family group around 6-7 years ago, I was so concerned with making sure it was successful. I had good intentions, but in hindsight, realized that although on the outside I was serving and giving, internally I was more concerned with myself. Am I being a good family group leader? Am I able to facilitate Bible studies well? Am I doing X, Y, Z right? I was limited in the love that I could give because I wasn't loving God with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. So much of my priorities were about being concerned with my own well-being and what others thought of me. I fear at times that I was more of a clanging sound than an agent of God's love. Can we pause and just acknowledge that loving others as yourself is not easy? It's easier said than done. We are so geared by this world that the most important thing in life is you. It's also way easier to love people that are easy to love. It's easy to love people that love you back. The challenge is when we are called to love people that don't appreciate you, that are hard to communicate with. Perhaps they have different political or religious views, people that frustrate you, annoy you, or may even dislike you. We are called to love our neighbors, not just our friends that already love you in return. This may seem impossible at times, but God would not give us such a commandment if it was impossible. It's possible because when we rely on God, when we look at His abundant love for us, He fills us with the Holy Spirit to love others beyond our own capacity or reason. I think that's why that's the first commandment, love God. Because as we love God, we are filled with the Spirit to love others. I remember Pastor David, lead pastor at Thrive Church, sharing about someone he had a really hard time loving. He was convicted of this and challenged us to do the same. And it goes like this: if you have someone you are having an incredibly hard time loving, pray for them in secret. Devote time to pray for them every day and don't tell anyone. I took him up on his challenge. At first, it felt so awkward and unnatural to pray for somebody I had tension with. But wow, I promise you that God will change your heart. I want to pass on this challenge to you today. Something else that frequently pops up on my TikTok feeds are people sharing their day in the life, the average day in the life. You see them waking up 5:30 a.m. with fresh coffee, a neatly tucked in bed, followed by a healthy breakfast. As I watch these videos, it seems like they have their life put together. A solid morning routine, productive work day, a strong gym session, time to wind down at the end of the night. But something that I noticed in all of these videos is that they are completely centered on the self. Rarely do I see them doing anything in community or prioritizing loving those around them. I'm sure there's much more to their lives than a 1-minute summary video, but what struck me was a lack of others-centeredness. If someone took a snapshot video reel of your average day, what would it look like? Would it be evident that the two commandments that Jesus said is the most important be prioritized in our lives? Does your day reflect your love for God and for others? Speaking of TikTok and challenges, about a month ago, I saw a bunch of people doing this challenge called 75 Hard. The premise is to finish a list of tasks consecutively for 75 days in a row, and it includes things like finishing a gallon of water, reading 10 pages of a book, doing 2 45-minute workouts, one has to be outdoors, etc. If you miss a single task, you reset from day one. I joined their Facebook group out of curiosity and noticed a lot of people saying they are sacrificing many things, like their social life, in order to complete these tasks. But in the end, they believe it's worth it because they are bettering themselves. Although I admire their grit, it got me thinking, what would our community look like if everyone did this challenge, but instead of it being so focused on the self, it was focused on loving our neighbors? So began my own inspired version of 75 Hard. I challenged myself to do 2 things every day in addition to prioritizing my alone time with God. 1, pray for somebody, and 2, serve somebody, outside of my own, quote, ministry responsibilities. I started off by asking God to give me names of people and asked if there is anything they are in need of encouragement. To serve them doesn't mean I need to do a huge grand gesture each day, but with the guidance of the Holy Spirit, asking what I can do. If you know they are words of affirmation type of person, send them a genuine text message and let them know you are thinking of them. If there is a practical need, help fill it. If you don't have time for a quality meetup, drop off some snacks at their house or send a little Venmo money for a cup of morning coffee. I'm the first to admit that I do not love God perfectly, nor others, even when I'm serving. There are days where I love my own comfort or well-being above them. But it's through the power of the gospel where we are transformed to be more and more like Jesus, the ultimate example of the humble servant. The one who loves his Father with such intimacy, and the one who truly loved us, despite our rejection of him, to the point where love drove him to the cross for us. So here are 2 questions we can reflect on today. How can I grow in the Shema prayer today to love God with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength? And 2, who can I show the overloving love of Jesus today? Perhaps it is praying in secret for someone that you're having a hard time loving, or maybe it's a direct act of service for someone in need. Let's pray through our thoughts, actions, and deeds that we would be motivated and rooted in the love of Christ Jesus. Let's pray. Lord, on this Thanksgiving Day, we thank you for this incredible reminder that you call us to love our Lord, our God, the Lord is one, with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and that you call us to love our neighbor as ourself. Help us, Lord, as we take time today to give thanks, to remember these commandments. Lord, speak to us to see how we can devote this day to you to really fulfill and follow and obey your word. So we thank you, God. We love you. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.